back into open session. It is 6:07 PM. Are there any additional discussions of the council? Ron.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a good reason to have a labor committee. This is a real good reason to have a labor committee.
This is a real good labor committee.
It is. Everybody's in the loop.
Well, if you would have been around when we had labor committees, I know Audrey was. I don't know what Sean's thoughts are on it, but this is, to me, a real good reason to have a labor committee. It's when you're dealing with what we just dealt with.
Actually, as a staff, as a city administrator, I would much prefer talking to all of you.
Thank you.
It's more cumbersome. Yeah, with all due respect, Ron, it's more cumbersome, you know, because it just is. It's harder to get everyone together.
It's less.
But.
It's one decision.
It's not transparent. It doesn't feel transparent if you all aren't hearing the same thing at the same time. I understand where Ron's coming from, because I do like to deal at committee level, but then it gets harried when you get to council level, because you all have to trust in two or three others.
Sean?
I will echo what Ron said and talk about where the compromise is.
Mm-hmm.
What would have happened is the labor committee would have pointed out all of these discrepancies to have you get the information, and when
right.
the information comes, we would have had an
yeah.
all-council labor committee. That's how it would have worked in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand, but that does change how it works. We wouldn't just all, there'd be just three people clowning around and sending some half-assed thing back to the
yeah.
council. That's not how it works.
Right.
Well, the other thing is that we could have, I think this got down the road farther than any of us thought, and we could have called the full group together. I think, and I'm gonna say we should have a blended version of that, is that when it comes to this, we should have the group meet as a whole, as a labor committee, prior to any negotiation strategies being discussed with any bargaining groups, so that staff has a clear direction on how we move forward.
Yeah, and I would do that.
And then we have that outside of the work session.
I would do that, except it's really hard for the with the directors, because they're not a bargaining unit.
But we're going to try.
No, I mean, we can't have a closed session about it.
It doesn't have to be a closed session. We could have it open.
Oh, I thought you said
right.
closed session.
No. I'm just saying have this group assemble outside of the work session, outside of being on TV and all that. Because stuff like this, I'll agree with kind of what's been being said, is that you don't want to have these conversations in front of the TV when you're talking about people.
Yeah.
Because
so if it's a committee, is it open to the public?
It's recorded.
Sure.
It's the same
sure
thing.
Okay.
The Tribune has the right to come and listen to what we just are saying
okay.
here right now.
Just like
and
schools do.
And they could
do.
Very well
okay.
report
got
on it,
it
with
yep.
it. Because
well,
it is an open, and that's part of the issue, is we're
yeah.
subject to the open meeting law.
Right, right.
So we have to have open
got it.
Session.
Well, if we're dealing with the unions, you can have a closed session. And the way I've done it in the past, I would have met with the entire council, if it would have been a union, and you would have given me marching orders. You know, we'll settle for 2.5%, but go for 2% or
right.
whatever the case might be. Well, you don't have to tell me what you're thinking about the other ones that aren't official unions. Pretty much the same. We don't even have to talk about that, because I'd bring back something similar, and you know. Once we have the ranges in place and that type of thing, and hopefully we will get by that and have it done. But we can meet in closed session as a council, and we can talk about labor negotiation strategies. And
right.
the first thing would
yeah.
be what type of increases are we looking at? And I'd like to hear from all of you. I understand what Ron. It is. I've worked under both, and it's in many ways simpler just to have the committee, but.
With the department heads, are you saying we can't have a closed meeting at all? I mean,
no.
They're not a bargaining group.
No, they aren't, but they each will have an individual contract.
Yeah.
And why couldn't we have a session, say, well, we're going to talk about the finance director at this closed meeting?
You can only do that if it's disciplinary hearing
right.
on the finance director. When they're not under a bargaining group, it has to be done in open session.
Yeah.
Now we
is
could
that
have
the
this
state
group.
Statute?
No. We could have this group meet like this and do that and
right.
talk about each of those employees individually.
Right.
But you couldn't close the meeting.
Yeah,
Unless it's disciplinary.
So that's why I'm saying, if you meet with us and tell us about the unions, what you're thinking.
Yeah, you're going to.
We, you know, we.
You can figure it out. You're
pretty much what, no,
hopefully we can
them.
Figure it out.
Kathy, you have something?
Well, we're pretty far down the road.
Yes.
From the original conversation about doing this all together. But I was just going to, the point I was going to make is that had we not all been sitting around this table, we would not have understood the aha behind the aha today.
Right.
You know, we wouldn't have understood what the significance is. You could tell me in a conversation that there was an issue and this is what it was, but I wouldn't have really understood it without sitting at the table to hear it and see it unfold. So I think it is important for everybody to be here.
So this year, I will remind Bridget before I leave that sit down with, and I, you know, sit down with the entire council sometime when, you know, when you start negotiating, before you start negotiating with the unions. Maybe September, August, September, and in this type of a meeting, a closed session.
Okay, and then just so that the council is up to speed, Mike and I had a conversation today. Mike will be with us through May 17th.
This year?
This year.